Thousands of low-income and elderly residents of Lower Manhattan face hardship as a result of the attacks on the World Trade Center. Many residents there are immigrants. Volunteers are going door to door to make sure that their neighbors are okay and to check that language and cultural barriers don't prevent people from getting help. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Lower Manhattan is known for its financial district, but it also has major residential areas like Chinatown and the Lower East Side. And a staggering number of people from all walks of life here are struggling right now. Just 10 blocks away from the collapsed Trade Center, Kwong Hwe is standing by a playground looking up at some of the many public housing buildings in the neighborhood.
Yeah, about 16, 17 stories high. You're looking at about 1,500 to 2,000 apartment units in this complex alone. In fact, when I met a Red Cross volunteer who's from South Dakota, when I told her how many people are in these buildings, she just basically said, oh my God, that's bigger than my town.
Kwong lives a few blocks from here in Chinatown. He knows that thousands of lower-income people are out of work as the lingering smoke and traffic problems have driven business down more than 50%. In addition, many residents speak only Chinese or Spanish. Some are homebound. So in the days following the attack, Kwong founded the Lower Manhattan Residents Relief Coalition with some of his neighbors to try to help. Some 300 volunteers have signed up with the effort so far, and they've been knocking on doors across Lower Manhattan. Today, several are in the LaGuardia housing projects on the Lower East Side. The volunteers have served 11,000 hot meals, delivered medicines, and helped people sign up for unemployment benefits. One problem that's come up recently, since the Trade Center collapse, the water in some of the buildings here is running brown and yellow at times, and residents say it's making them sick. Two residents, Muncie Gonzalez and Maribel Lopez, have come out into the hall to talk about the water, which the volunteer group has arranged for the city health department to come test.
A lot of our children has been getting sick. They have complaining of stomach pains and cramps, vomiting, and dizziness. That's what my son has.
The city health department has just started to look into the problem with the water here, so it's too early to say whether the water is in fact a health issue or if the discoloration is even related to the Trade Center collapse. The volunteers here first came to talk to Mirabel Lopez because she'd put her name on a list for people who'd lost family members. Lopez's 31-year-old cousin was a food service worker on the 101st floor of the World Trade Center. He was married with two kids.
He's dead. His mother just came yesterday from Puerto Rico, and the Red Cross, they paid her fare, and she's very bad. She said she wants to die. He took this job. You know why he took this job? So he could gather up some money and bring his family all the way from Scotland, because his wife is from Scotland, and he's Puerto Rican. So they fell in love. They just got their apartment. So his wife doesn't even want to come to terms with his life. She still believes in her heart that he's somewhere out there.
Lopez says having the volunteers show up to see how she was doing meant a lot to her. And since then, she's joined the effort, going door to door to help the other residents. And there's still a lot to do. Joe Hoover is an actor and local art teacher who's been volunteering. He says what struck him was how many elderly people have been stuck in their apartments with no phone service.
I mean, what's going to happen when they experience chest pains in the middle of the night and they can't run out the door or call their neighbors? That there's people in serious, serious danger.
A community association in Chinatown reported that in the days following September 11th, a 67-year-old man died of a heart attack in his apartment while his wife desperately searched for a payphone. Phone service is still spotty. Some residents have a working phone while their neighbors in the same building do not. These door-to-door volunteers have been helping to deliver free cell phones provided by Verizon, the local phone company, for residents who are at risk. Verizon has also put small trailers with telephones on street corners that allow for free 3-minute phone calls. Resident Marsha Hall says that might sound good, but it hasn't been working very well for people calling the information numbers for unemployment and other relief benefits.
If you're calling most of these places, they have automated phone service, and before you can get through to a person to talk about your problem, your 3 minutes would be up. Okay, and then Verizon was charging you another dollar for the next minute.
Things are slowly getting better here in the housing projects. More phone lines are gradually coming back on. Volunteers say there is much less of a need for food deliveries. But there is still a lot of confusion about how to get assistance to the many people here who are paid under the table and don't have documentation about losing their job. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.